Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 20th, 2014. We're continuing with the teachings for the month of July 2014. Now, we're in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 21. We are learning from Yahushua the information that will enable us to overcome every facet of the system, that system created by the wicked ruling class and families, today personified by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers and their affiliate families, who run and control the financial houses, economic system of the earth, all mining corporations of the earth, all of your major corporations of the earth, most of your governments and institutions, governmental, financial, educational, and religious institutions. We must overcome all of that by tuning in to the principles, attributes, and characteristics of the universe, understand these realities in a metaphysical sense, meaning we study the energies of the universe and those same energies within ourselves. This will empower us to come together and overcome all that the system puts in our way. Verse 21, chapter 3, book of Revelation. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, this is Yahushua speaking. Yahushua must be understood metaphysically, allegorically, symbolically, and euphemistically, as Yahushua Christos is euphemistically talking about you and me and the whole of the universe. Yahushua is health, wealth, prosperity, liberty or deliverance, liberty and deliverance for all on every level, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Yahushua is also defined as vengeance, particularly on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, but on ourselves as well, if we do not get up and stand up and operate on these principles. Now, I believe last time we were dealing with the word grant. Yahushua is granting us the privilege of sitting in his throne if we overcome the system. And a couple more of the greatest points in this definition for grant is this definition: to cause to come forth. Or this harkens to the original coming forth of the waters of Noon, from that original ground zero, 1 through 9, given birth from the zero, which is not nothing that is nothing, but is the nothing from which all somethings come from. This spreading forth and coming forth of the 1 through 9, coming forth of the waters of Noon, coming forth of material matter mass, by what power? By the power of Yahuwah, the existing one, father and mother, Yahuwah, the existing one, who is the cause of the existence of all that has ever existed, exists now, and will exist in the future, all of us coming forth from those waters of Noon that the African ancestors talked about, all of us coming forth from that original birth chamber of the waters of Noon and the womb of Narnet, that zero with the dot in the middle signifying the seed of life, germ of life, that we would in human vernacular refer to as sperm. This is the material matter and mass from which we have come forth. By the power of the C squared, and C squared is the speed of light squared. And the speed of light is 186,281 miles per second. Squared that is 186,281 miles per half a second. So the solar energy, which is Christos, which is the Atum from the ancient Kemet Africans, which was called the hydrogen atom by the philosophic Greeks, in the Old Testament called Adon, also called Ra by the ancients, also called the Aton sun disk. We're talking about the power of the sun and solar energy to call forth the waters of Noon, the hydrogen power, to permeate the whole of the universe, to facilitate and propagate life. So we're looking at the universe and coming forth in and from and through the universe by the power of life. And Christos is that atom of life. The neutron is the word of the Almighty, you and I as the word of the Almighty, the universe as the word of Yahuwah, forming the nuclei with the proton, which is Y chromosome, the father in the atom of life. Outside of the nuclei or the blastula is the electron, which is the mother, X chromosome, mitochondria DNA. This is how we have come forth. Coming forth from the ground zero, coming forth through the atom of life, which is in the New Testament referred to as Christos. But there's another coming forth. This definition talks about the sea, which harkens back to the waters of Noon. But then it says, death and hell are said to give up the dead who have been engulfed or received by them. So this is talking about the system. And if I am repeating myself, it is okay. This is talking about the system and how the system is based on death and hell. death and hell is this system that has engulfed us, swallowed us up. No matter where we go, we are under the control of the system of death and hell, whether in entertainment, whether in politics, whether in government, whether in finance, whether in corporate America or corporate worldwide, whether in religion. All of these institutions are under the control of the system of death, hell, destruction, division, warfare, and bloodshed. And so, Yahushua, Christos, when we study Yahushua as being metaphysically descriptive of the universe and the power of solar energy and the power of the atom of life, that nuclei blastula, and that portion of the atom of life outside of the nuclei, which would be outside of the blastula, that is referred to as the gastula. I pray I'm saying these words correctly. When we study the purpose of the universe, which is to propagate life existing and living from the scientific perspective, all of these words are scientific words given to us in religious language. And no matter which religion you go to, when you study the definitions of the words, you will see that these are scientific words, whether it's the Arabic Quran, whether it's the Japanese, I believe, Tao, whether it's the Hindu scripture and Buddha in the Hindu, and so on and so forth, whether it's the Persian Zoroaster. When you go into the definitions of the words, you will see that we're talking scientifically about the same forces of the universe, the same energies of the universe, who are purposed to facilitate life and living. So, we must study these scientific realities so that we may come forth out of the system of death, hell, and destruction, and so that we may reach back and bring others out of this system of death, hell, and destruction. And we must, as religious people, as atheist people, as Gnostic people, as agnostic people, as communist, as socialist, whatever our philosophy is, let us come together and talk to one another and share with one another and assist each other in the process of escaping and coming forth by the power of the universe and the Almighty Father, Mother, Yahuwah. We may escape this no good, rotten system that overcometh. Will I grant to sit. Let's hear the pronunciation of this word in the European Greek.
Strong's G, 2523, kathizo, kathizo.
Greek language, to sit, to make, to sit down, to set, to appoint. Watch this one, sisters and brothers. To confer a kingdom on one. Sisters and brothers, let me hit this word confer so we can be very clear as it concerns what we are speaking. To grant, to bestow, meaning to give, to grant or to bestow a title, a degree, a benefit, a right. We're talking about the kingdom. And when you research the word kingdom, in the Old Testament African Hebrew language and the New Testament European Greek language, kingdom is feminine. Now, I want to make sure of that. I know in the European Greek language, kingdom is feminine. And we understand why that is the case. Let me see, sisters and brothers. Kingdom in the African Hebrew language is feminine. And the word kingdom is also feminine in the European Greek language. Let me go ahead and confirm that for the record, my sisters and brothers. This will only take a second. Let me find kingdom in the New Testament and confirm that it is feminine. I'm almost there, sisters and brothers, using my computer. The word kingdom, yes, in the European Greek language and the African Hebrew language is feminine. Now, let me see if I can start with that reality. This knowledge comes from Africa, Kemet, Nubia, Ethiopia, the Nile Valley, the Twa people, the Dogon people. And the ruler, whether male or female, had to rule in truth, justice, and righteousness. Truth, justice, and righteousness called in Kemet Ma'at, represented by the beautiful black woman with wings, also represented by the seat sat upon by the king or the queen. The throne was a representation of truth, justice, and righteousness, represented by the black woman with wings. So the king or queen, the ruler, must rule with balance, reciprocity, truth, justice, righteousness, must understand the power of the feminine. Only understanding the power of the feminine with the power of the masculine together can we have a kingdom and a queendom that will operate functionally in the correct fashion, producing, giving birth to truth, justice, righteousness, balance, and reciprocity. So the kingdoms of this world have rejected the feminine, rejected the power of the woman, the female, the womb, and the feminine, and now the masculine is out of control, which is why we have all of this warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction. Now, the kingdom is being conferred on to someone. When we overcome this no good rotten system, when we overcome the power of the wicked ruling class, when we overcome division, hatred, death, hell, destruction, this is the process that we go through in order that the kingdom may be conferred onto us. The kingdom and queendom of God and goddess, let me say it this way, the kingdom of God and the queendom of goddess in heaven here and now on this earth will be conferred to us. The kingdom has to do, that word defined in African Hebrew and European Greek, the power and authority to rule. Not the actual kingdom itself in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, if I'm correct, it had to also do with, let me go ahead, I just have to confirm these things, sisters and brothers. We're talking about the power and authority to rule that is where? Within you, within me, sisters and brothers, within the universe, coming from Yahuwah, the existing one. That power that is the causative factor behind the existence of all is here within the universe and ourselves to empower us to rule. Now, in the Old Testament, the word kingdom is defined as the kingdom, as dominion, as the reign, as sovereignty, as the kingdom, as the realm. And let me hit the word realm and see what is the definition of realm. Realm is country, land, and nation. So in the Old Testament, it is not only the power and authority, but the actual territory. And we want to say to the babies and the youth, expand your mind beyond your city, beyond your neighborhood, beyond your county, beyond your state, beyond your nation, and beyond the earth. The babies, grow them up in this knowledge and wisdom and over, under, and inner standing. The babies must be groomed to see the whole universe as their dominion to rule on behalf of existing and living and life for all. Now, in the European Greek New Testament, they leave out the actual territory and focus on the actual power and authority. But we're combining both of those definitions, beginning with the root in the African Hebrew language Old Testament, and saying not only the power and authority, but the actual territory to rule. And this power and authority is being conferred on to you and me when we get up and stand up and study the universe, study ourselves, and begin to incorporate and imbibe the principles of living and existing from the universe and ourselves, being from the universe, from Almighty Yahuwah, the existing Father and Mother, existing one. This process will cause the kingdom to be conferred onto us, because the universe and creation in Romans, I can't remember what chapter, says that the universe and creation are moaning and groaning and waiting for the sons of God. And we will say sons and daughters of Father and Mother, God and Goddess. And when we make our appearance and come forth from this system of death and hell and enter into the universal principles of life and existing, this will cause the kingdom to be conferred onto us, granted onto us. The deed, the estate that is the universe will be in our possession, because we are living the principles of living and existing. This means that the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have forfeited their authority to rule, and now they will have to suffer loss because they have propagated a system of death and hell from which we are to come forth out of. And this process is that process. Now, the word sit, we're talking about the word sit, always has to do with power and authority. To sit down means you are no longer forced to move and immigrate because of the system. You can choose to settle down and live where you please. I'm always thinking of our sisters and brothers who have been forced into migration because of unjust laws like NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, and CAFTA, Central American Free Trade Agreement, which is only trade made free for the wicked rulers of multinational corporations to thieve land, wealth, and resources internationally, causing the migration of peoples, and the peoples always being maneuvered into being further exploited by the slave wage, low wage labor market. So, this would have to mean if we are able to sit down and take authority and take the authority to rule this universe and dwell where we please, means that there are no unjust laws on the books anywhere on the earth, anywhere in the universe, and we are now able to sit down and take authority. We're talking about a wonderful day and time that can be here and now if we choose to get up and stand up. So to him that overcometh, but him and her, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Who is speaking? Yahushua. What is speaking? The principles of health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, liberation, deliverance. When we overcome all of our petty differences, we will be able to sit with health, sit with prosperity, sit with wealth, sit with liberty, sit with deliverance, having been delivered from this system because we have overcome and are acting in commensurate with the principles, the scientific, metaphysical principles of life, living, and existing for all. Sit with vengeance, because Yahuwah seeks to take vengeance upon the wicked ruling class for creating a system of death, hell, and destruction. Sit in my throne. This word is thronos, masculine noun, a throne seat, a chair of state having a footstool assigned to kings. We're going to say queens, metaphorically to God, the governor of the world. We're going to add goddess and say that we must be in the study of how the Most High governs the universe, so that when we sit in this throne metaphorically, which is truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, and reciprocity, understanding in totality the feminine, understanding in totality the masculine, then we will understand how the Most High governs the world, the universe, and then we will be enabled to create a system and institutions that will be absolutely in line with how the Most High governs the universe, manages the universe. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.